is KNKX. The Seattle Seahawks made some moves in free agency this week, and it looks like their highest paid player is staying put. Here's KNKX sports commentator Art Teal. Art, are we done wondering whether the Seahawks are going to trade quarterback Russell Wilson?
Well, I think the probability is gone, if it ever was there. I don't think that was likely. But what happened this week was the last of the four teams that Wilson agreed to accept a trade, should the Seahawks want to trade him, filled their vacancy at quarterback. The Chicago Bears made a substantial offer for Wilson. Three first-round picks, a third-round choice, and two veteran players. We don't know who the players were, but it was a substantial offer. And the Seahawks said no. And the reason the Seahawks didn't accept the offer was because there was no quarterback coming back in return. Plus, the Bears' first-round choice in this year's draft in April wasn't high enough to get one of the top five quarterbacks that most scouts predict are NFL-ready coming out of college. And the Bears then went out and filled their quarterback vacancy with a journeyman veteran, Andy Dalton.
Wilson is still under contract through 2023. Do you expect him to do anything other than play for the Seahawks next season now?
I think he's going to play this year, but he could do what Deshaun Watson is doing. The quarterback of the Houston Texans said, "I will not play for this franchise anymore, and if it takes me sitting out next season, I will do so." That's because that franchise is dysfunctional and he wants no further part in it. But for Wilson to do that with his legacy here in Seattle, I just don't see him doing that because he'll come out to be the bad guy. He will leave the Seahawks in a very difficult position to get anything close to his value. And I don't think he wants to cripple the franchise that brought him into the league and they had such mutual success together. I just think that sitting out would be such a negative that Wilson wouldn't be a part of it.
All of this off-season chatter was really started by Wilson going public with his concerns about the offensive line and the fact that he got sacked so much. The Seahawks did make a couple of moves this week on offense that Wilson should like, right?
I think that's going to help the Seahawks cause because they made two good hires. They hired Gerald Everett, who was a nemesis of the Seahawks when he played tight end for the Los Angeles Rams. He is going to replace the retired Greg Olsen as likely the starting tight end. And they also traded for guard Gabe Jackson, who is a very good lineman for the Las Vegas Raiders. This guy in 2020 gave up only one sack, and he played every snap of the Raiders season. So he's a definite upgrade over the retiring Mike Iupati. And I think Wilson has to be very happy both with Everett and Jackson. The Seahawks also re-signed a couple of their own free agents. Special team star Nick Ballore, he was a Pro Bowl player and a Wilson favorite. And on the defensive side, tackle Puna Ford was given a new two-year contract. So the Seahawks did lose Shaquille Griffin as a cornerback, but they also hired his potential replacement from the San Francisco 49ers, Akello Witherspoon. So the Seahawks are making moves to try to keep Wilson happy and the Seahawks successful. We'll see how it plays.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.